A very good morning to you. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN on a Wednesday. And it's the second Wednesday of the month, which means we're talking with Pottawatomie County Schools. And joining me on the phone on my side of the glass, I have USD 323 Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. Good morning.
Good morning.
You bet. And on the other side of the glass, Dave has a USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Brandon. Good morning, Kevin.
Pleasure to have you. Pleasure to have you both in here this morning. And, you know, a lot of changes have been happening over the last 3 weeks. We've talked a lot about it with, you know, local businesses, local schools. I think the schools was the first thing that really kind of shook things up with the cancellation of the rest of the school year, at least in person. Everything's transitioning now, and I'm kind of curious where you guys are at as far as the transition here to the learning format.
I'll let you go first, Brandon. Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, whoever wants to go first, I don't care.
Okay, I'd say here at Rock Creek, we are in our second week of our continuous learning plan. We're finding out things that work well, things that don't work so well. We've reached out to our parents and patrons, students and staff with surveys, trying to gather information, understanding things that we can't fix. And trying to fix those things if we can is very important. And mostly, you know, we're trying to meet the basic needs of all of our stakeholders. There again, you know, students, staff, and of our parents and patrons.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, we're right there with what Kevin said. We also are in our second week. Just really, and it's just. This is the eighth day. You know, with our board Monday night, we had a board meeting and I reviewed kind of this whole process and when it started. And just 3 weeks ago Monday, we were notified that we're closing schools and for the rest of the year and going to the continuous learning plan. And then we had a week to clean and disinfect and then a week to plan and prepare lessons for students. Where teachers and administration went to work very hard for an entire week to figure out how to make that work. And in just 1 week's time, we went from being a traditional classroom brick-and-mortar school to a 100% online school. We had distribution days at every building where students could come get their essential needs for the classroom and so forth. At the high school and middle school, it was pretty routine because they already had laptops. Some students did leave their laptops at school over spring break, but this provided them an opportunity to come pick them up. Our elementary kids all have iPads, but they stay in the buildings. So we had those distribution days so they could come and get their iPads. But then, yeah, just a little over 1 week ago, we went to this online learning. Like Kevin said, the most important thing in those early days was checking in on students and seeing how they are, reestablishing those relationships, and just making contact with everyone and helping them adjust to the new format and make that as smooth and easy a transition as possible for the kids and for the families. I think we are doing really well under the circumstances, but some families, and then you have conversations. Our household is no different. It's a different environment, and everybody being in the house together is great. But at some point, you know, when you're that close to your loved ones, skin gets a little thinner, and you have frustrating moments. And it's just hopefully we're helping people and providing some guidance on how to work through those times. And thankfully, the weather's been nice, and so people can get outside a little bit. But it's going very well, and we feel like we've reached out and made contact with every single student in our district, and they are actively involved in this online learning program.
You know, it's and I know it's not ideal to do education in this way. You really don't have a choice at this moment. But what are you finding out as far as hiccups maybe that have been had over the first couple of weeks with this new format?
Well, Brandon, speaking for Rock Creek, you know, we have multiple providers of internet services, and that's been a little bit of a challenge. Even though all of our providers have worked very, very well with us, they just don't cover the entire district. So we've looked at some different alternatives there for students to get connected. Some of our technology that we have, especially some of our iPads at the elementary schools, are not up and able to handle the latest software that teachers and students would both like to use. So they're having to make some accommodations there. So there's those situations. Then there's also limited devices at home, limited bandwidth at home. So teaching day isn't necessarily, 8 to 4 o'clock anymore. Sometimes it extends into the evenings. Sometimes it's done early morning. If parents are working from home, bandwidth is tied up with parents doing their jobs also. So just a lot of accommodations that have to be made. We're really, to use the state's term, wanting to extend a lot of grace to everybody in allowing extra time to do assignments, understanding that sometimes things just can't physically be done. But we want to make sure that we're again, taking care of those basic supports and letting people know that we're here on behalf of their kids and behalf of their families.
All right.
Yes, from the Wallamigo side, the similar conversations. Our devices, they're doing very well. Most of our devices are just in their third year, and so they are able to handle all the software and technology capabilities. Some connectivity issues have been a concern, but not a huge concern. We also had a handful of students that we needed to provide hotspots for, which our technology director, Jared Braswell, and his team have been fantastic. And we put out a request to our community for anyone that had any hotspots or MiFis that they weren't using, if they wanted to donate or sell them. And within a couple days, we had nearly 30 of those available to us. We planned on ordering them, but the return time was approximately 2 weeks, and we were able to get these from within our community and get families set up on those. Internet has been a little bit of a challenge, but not a great challenge. Thanks, especially due to WTC, Wallamigo Telecommunications. They pretty much service our entire district. We just have a few out of district students that aren't in their service area, and those were the places we needed to provide hotspots for. But WTC made sure that every family that did not have internet, they brought it to them. They took care of it, and for the next 2 months, internet is being provided through WTC with a partnership with the school district. And I know they branch over into Kevin's district as well, and have provided some internet access to some of their families. So just very appreciative of the entire community for coming together and working together and doing whatever we can to just move forward and provide some type of learning and instruction under these circumstances.
Yeah, well, that's great. Good for them getting internet to all those households. As far as lunches are concerned, I know we've seen a lot of good news here locally, not just in Manhattan, but in Wamego, Rock Creek as well, about how lunches are being distributed while people are having to practice social distancing.
Yes, at Rock Creek, we're serving 550 to 600 lunches a day. About 200 of those are delivered. The others are picked up. If our patrons and students do live in town, we ask them to come to one of the elementary schools to pick up their lunches. But in the country, we do deliver to the driveway. And it's gone over very well. We don't qualify to do the summer feeding program. So the whole idea of serving meals with school not in session is new to us. But I tell you, our cooks and aides and even volunteers who have helped out to prepare those and deliver have just gone above and beyond.
Yeah, that's great. How about Wamego?
Yeah, same goes for here. We just can't say enough about our food service department and others who have stepped up to help, because they are working extremely hard. Many of our employees, by choice or by our the way things are, cannot come to work or do not come to work on a regular basis. But our food service does not have a choice right now. They are getting up early in the morning and preparing meals and then taking them out to our sites. We are not transporting too many meals at this time. We have a few families that have no way of getting to our pickup sites, so we are transporting some, but it's a pretty limited basis. We have four sites where we're serving meals from. At Wamego, we moved the primary site from the city park to the district kitchen. We did that last Friday due to the weather, just trying to keep people inside, and it worked very, very well, and families even liked it better because it was just less congestion and easier to get to out at our sports complex. So that's the main site in Wamego, and then we still do, we're doing about 50 meals a day at the city park still for our bikers and walkers that live in that immediate area of the city park. And then we have pickup sites at Louisville and Bellevue. And we are the combination of breakfast, lunch. We serve the current day's lunch and then the next day's breakfast. We pass those out. And we're doing anywhere from 17 to 2,000 meals a day total. It's been fantastic. Of course, all districts are providing meals for anyone that's ages 1 to 18. So we have a lot of even non-students taking advantage of this, and we're glad we can provide that service to them during this difficult time.
I think it's kind of interesting because people that maybe didn't realize how much school districts really do for our community are starting to see that now during this whole pandemic. Hopefully there's a new appreciation for that as well. Let's talk about how you guys are keeping folks safe, your employees there that are having to come into work and kind of the safety plan, I guess, going forward.
At Rock Creek, we have a very limited staff that are in. Office staff is in part-time at the buildings, has been full-time at the district office just because we are able to separate out. Custodians have been in and at work and getting their summer projects out of the way, and we're really hopeful, you know, that they'll be able then to take some vacation this summer if things do relax a little bit and they can get out and move around some. But we're looking at, you know, keeping our buildings prepared for when students can come back, taking care of, again, our summer cleaning, a few summer maintenance projects, and continue to look forward to school coming back in earnest. As far as keeping safe, our food staff are wearing the mask and practicing the safe distancing procedures. And, you know, we're just following what's recommended to us by our local health department.
Okay.
Same goes for Wamego. We have limited staff in the buildings. Here at the district office, I'm in the office every day. We have our other office staff here at the district office are coming in on an as-needed basis. We've had most of them or all of them set up where they can work from home, and they can even, we have a voice app that they can use their cell phones and use the app to app into their office phone and take and receive and send phone calls from home for the district. They come in if they have mass printing or we need to pay bills, write checks, and so forth. They're coming in to do those things, but otherwise they are working from home. And the same thing goes for our office staff at the schools. Very, very limited time in the buildings. So for that reason, our custodial staff has they don't have to clean up after very many people. We do have a few people that will go in the buildings and just a couple teachers that will go and do some lessons and recording of videos in their instruction area just because of the uniqueness of their instruction, such as a shop teacher will record lessons from using the equipment that they would typically use in a shop setting. So we have a little bit of that going on, and our custodians will come in and clean up and disinfect after people have been in the building for those very limited reasons. However, our operations is full steam ahead. Of course, the grass is growing, and we're mowing grass and taking care of maintenance problems and actually trying to probably catching up on a lot of maintenance issues that you just can't tackle when school is in full session. As Kevin said, we are going to start the conversation of getting some of the summer cleaning and summer work done. That will require our teachers to come back into a lot of their areas and essentially clean their classrooms and close up their classrooms for the summer like they would in a traditional year, and put their personal belongings away or take them home with them so that the deep cleaning and painting and so forth that takes place in the summer can happen. But we're just, like the guidance says, we're trying to keep everyone as far away from each other as possible, maintain a clean environment. As Kevin said, the masks are being worn at our food service pickup sites, and as they work together in preparing meals, they're staying 6 feet apart, but as much as they can, and wearing the masks, and just taking all those precautions. Our facilities are also closed. We're asking our families and students to not be on the playgrounds and at the sports complex. We know it's nice to get outside and do those things, but we just can't risk a large group showing up and playing ball and so forth. So we're asking everybody respectfully just to honor the guidance that's been provided to us to maintain that social distance and stay away from large groups of people.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some recognitions. There's some pretty nice recognition here of students and a custodian member at Wamego. We'll talk about that after we come back from the break on News Radio KMAN.